Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Jonathan Cyprian out for the, well, he's headed to injured reserve with a torn ACL. Mike Vrabel confirming that. That makes the 10th player across the league with an ACL injury so far this season. PK rejoins us here at our broadcast site. What's the latest
and
there?
Before a preseason game, right?
Right,
you hate to see it happen. Look, Cyprian, not the most popular player amongst the fans. You don't want to play the game. Like, well, if you had to pick somebody in the secondary, that'd be a guy. I like Sip a lot, personally, and I think he'd be poised to have a bigger season surrounded by better people. He's now out of the mix. Kendrick Lewis, and I think I tweeted out video of Vrabel, said it's taken some time for Kendrick Lewis. He'll be back, he said. He's out injured now. He'll be back. He was out for a year, so to come back in and to get up to speed and all of that as an older guy who's not older, but, he's been around, take some time. And they'll be looking for some depth there. It didn't sound like he feels like Cruikshank is close to ready for a big role in terms of that. And so, I think Kendrick Lewis can play effectively surrounded by a good secondary based on what I've seen.
I think they have to strongly consider signing someone.
Well, Eric Reed is available.
Kenny Vaccaro is available. Mike Mitchell is available.
Kenny Vaccaro, I don't think, moves well enough. Like, he's very much a box guy, isn't he?
Well, I'm just throwing out, there are players who have been in the league that can be productive, have been productive in the past, that are available at the safety position this time of year.
And if Reed is enough of a versatile guy, and I imagine he is, I'm not going to pretend to know his resume that well. Enough of a versatile guy that he can play in the box and that he can be deep. I would hope that you would think about him.
As I say that, Vaccaro is visiting tomorrow, according to Ian Rappaport.
There you go. So, Vaccaro, I think, is Cyprian-esque in terms of you'd want him coming forward to make a tackle. You don't necessarily want him turning and running with somebody to make to close ground.
Ian Rappaport, here's the tweet that was sent 30 seconds ago. It's rare for a top safety free agent to be on the market in August, but former Saints safety Kenny Vaccaro still is. He's visiting the Titans tomorrow, and he's had multiple offers but hasn't found the right situation yet.
Well, this is a pretty good situation if he could come here and win a starting job. I don't know how many of those are open around the league, right? Maybe he benefits from it.
Chris Harris from WSMV tweets out that Vrabel said they will evaluate free agent Eric Reed as a possibility at safety. I don't think they're rolling with the safety group they have right now. I think they're signing one of these guys.
That'd be good if they did. But I do think whoever that person is, if you wind up with an Eric Reed, it's bonus. I think if you got a replacement level player, and I don't know if Lewis would be a replacement level player or not, this secondary should be able to survive. Now, another guy goes down, and then you're too short in nickel. It's bad news, obviously. And you'd prefer that the Cruikshank person was a higher draft pick spent at safety. This is one of the results of bailing out of all of those picks between the second and the fifth, right?
Let's go to Dylan next up on the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. What's up, Dylan?
Yeah, I was just going to get y'all's take on, losing Sip for however long. If you think it'll hurt the morale of the team, or, maybe it'll be a injury that we can rally around, or, somebody step up in the spotlight. But I appreciate it, and I'll get off here and hear what y'all got to say.
It's the position group that is the most tight-knit on the team. That secondary group.
Offensive line, too, I'd say. I'd put them neck and neck. I think
offensive line work out together all offseason at Mount Juliet High School? I didn't see that. Maybe they did, but I didn't see it.
No, they didn't. But that doesn't mean they can't be tight-knit. I'll put them neck and neck. You can have the secondary as the lead.
Winners work out at Mount Juliet High School also. I want that on the record.
Yeah. And so you haven't worked out there in how long?
Yeah, very long. it's been a long time, Paul, unfortunately.
Oh,
he's locked out of the gym.
He's in the other layup line.
Can't even get a return text. Yeah. I'm down there practicing with the girls too.
So familiar. It's very familiar to you.
Let's go to Bob.
High school all over.
Look, in terms of rallying around it or being again, this is a place where fans, I think, like those guys are all going to walk in the locker room, feel bad for them, put an arm around them, say, "Hey, we're with you. You know, we hate that we're going to be with you." And then you know what they do? Go about their business because they can't worry about who's not out there. When you're in the huddle before the snap, I've said this for years and years. This is like after McNair left, people were like, here's how you get over it. You look in the huddle, and those are the guys you're playing the snap with, and then you go play with them. You don't have a choice. There's no time to be anything. I did think it was interesting, Hutt. I think I mentioned it yesterday. Mm-hmm. They didn't move away from Cyprian when he got hurt yesterday and go put the ball down and play. And I asked Vrabel, because I thought it'd be telling, like, was that logistics about where he was on the field that you couldn't do that, or did you not want to do it? And he went to the thing. This is maybe our first example of him talking about it. He said, "I have said we would treat guys the way guys treat the team. And Jonathan Cyprian has treated this team very well. And we basically reciprocated. I want to see that a guy I care about is how he is and what the deal is before we move on." That's very unique.
That's a great
no matter
answer.
How much you like a guy,
yeah.
No matter if it's, you know, Steve McNair at his peak, it's down at practice. Habitually, and this is everywhere in the league, unless you can't move that guy, unless you're bringing out a stretcher and an air cast or whatever, unless there's CPR or something going on, people have the space. The drill is relocated, and things are gotten back on timetable relatively quickly. It's kind of the heartlessness of the next man up thing. Yesterday, for about 6 minutes, they didn't go to next man up. They paid attention to the man down.